Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Patafria. This is episode 361.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Lev.
Lev is here.
Yes.
It's a nice day today. I'm happy to be out of the house. With the exception of ballet yesterday, I don't think I left the house for like 2 days, and I'd be totally fine with that. Like, I won't move my car. Like, will not step foot outdoors if I don't have to.
Just posted up at the crib.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It was nice.
I do that. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
But I am happy to be out today in the daytime. It was cool. Real quick, happy birthday to Rachel Alina, who is a kitten, and also to Miss Melly. I hope you guys have a lovely birthday. Happy birthday to my dad still. It was on Sunday, I believe, and I have not heard back from him.
You called? No,
I called, but where he lives, like, his signal is not good, but I tried to call first, and then I sent a text and have not heard back, but he's like a bad kid. Like, I just got to catch him when I can, and I don't know. So hopefully I hear from him soon. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we went to ballet, right? And it was really cute. First, we went to the donut shop because we got there a little bit early and I wanted an iced coffee. So we go in there and, you know, they have like their coffee menu separate or whatever. And I'm looking at the pictures and stuff. And I asked, like, do you have a sugar-free option? And he like laughed in my face. He laughed in my face and it made me feel silly for asking because, like, I'm in a donut shop. Like, bitch, what are you doing here? Like, no, we don't. And we don't have sugar-free donuts either. So I don't know. It just made me feel hella silly. And I was just like, okay, I'll just take that one. Like, it's
everything
fine.
Everything here is concentrated sugar.
Yeah. Like, you people come here for sugar. No, we don't have fucking sugar-free, bitch. That was a little humbling. Whatever. Ballet was cute. Let me tell you about my weekend. I don't even know what day it was. It might have been Sunday. Might have been Saturday. Listen, I wake up. I called it a nightmare morning in the chat. And, you know, people were like praying for me and shit. And I didn't want people to think I was like in danger. But I was like, I like need some support. Like, it's bad. I leave out of my room. Like, brushed my teeth and stuff. I go in the kitchen. I was going to make an iced coffee, I think. Everybody wasn't up yet. I go in the kitchen, and my trash can is, like, in the kitchen. And I look over, like, where it was, and something caught my eye. And I look on the floor, and it's multiple maggots having a race. Having a play date. They were going hella fast. I immediately start screaming. My son is home from work, but he was asleep. It was like 8 a.m. or something. Bunny comes out. Like, they're like, what is going on? I'm screaming. I move the garbage can. There's more. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? This is a horror film. I call her. I'm like, I can't even like move anything else. Like, I need you to do it. She starts helping. We uncover more. More and more and more. We lift up my rug. I have a rug in the living room area. There's more.
It's like the Maggot Olympics.
Oh, it was like a colony. Like, oh my fucking God. And they were highly active. Like, I've never seen any move so fast. I was going fucking crazy. I'm trying to figure out, where do maggots come from? How does their life cycle work? If I'm not mistaken, flies come in and lay eggs somewhere and it creates maggots, right? Usually like a meat or like a meat juice or like something dead they'll like lay eggs, I believe. Had no time for research that day. We were moving furniture. We were taking rugs out. We were like, I had to get everybody on board. Like, Mochi, stay back. You're good for nothing. She's just watching them. She's not trying to kill them. Nothing. No help at all. But yeah, we had to rearrange everything, sterilize, mop, clean. It was like a 4-hour fucking ordeal.
Right.
Yeah. 3.5.
You're right. Maggots come from fly eggs. Adult flies, such as house flies, blowflies, and fruit flies, and are attracted to odors of decaying or moist organic matter.
So what it had to be, I'm thinking, is like maybe juice from the cat food can or something. Like, what else? I haven't cooked, so there's no meat juice. There's no, like, raw meat garbage, nothing like that. The only thing close to meat that would have been in that garbage can, which was not even halfway full, was, like, probably cat food cans.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming I don't have screens on my windows because it's, like, an old building and, like, there just isn't any. So flies do come in when I have the window cracked. So somehow somebody came in, laid some motherfucking eggs somewhere, I'm assuming. We couldn't find the source. They weren't in the garbage can. They weren't, like, on the garbage can or under it. They were just on the fucking floor. So we're going insane. I get everybody helping me, and Bunny's like, what if they're coming out of the baseboards on the wall? Because, like, there's an area, you know, where maybe they could go in there. And I was like, you know, like, there's nobody. The unit downstairs is vacant, and I don't know what condition it's in.
Right.
And there's another one downstairs that somebody died in. So there's two, like...
Did they take the body out of there?
Yes, but, like, what condition are those units in? You know, what if they're coming from downstairs? Because we could not find the fucking source, but... At one point, I almost started crying. I was gagging. My eyes were watering. Like, I never realized how afraid of maggots I am.
Yeah.
They're horrible. Gross. They're evil rice.
Yep.
They're horrible.
Evil rice.
Oh, my God. It's the worst. The worst thing to wake up to. Like, fuck the coffee. Fuck everything. Like, it turned into rearranging my living room. And
I think I saw you say, pray for me, and texted you, like...
About a nightmare, my nightmare of a day or something. Yeah. And I was like, you have no idea. Like, I'm not even talking about it to anybody. I'm just going to save it for when we record because I'm not going into it right now. I was like sweaty. Like, it was a whole thing. And then rearranging my living room and everything turned into me dusting, taking shit off my bookshelf. I have a big bookshelf in there, going through all the clown shit. Then I started hanging clown shit that I had since Christmas that I never hung before. Like, it was a whole fucking thing. So I'm pretty sure that's how Saturday was spent. Mm. And
maggot attack.
At least I was productive, you know, like, there's some good that came from it because, you know, it's nice having my furniture rearranged different. And like, we got everything super squeaky clean. Like, so I don't know. There was a positive from the situation. I just wish that I wasn't terrified into doing all that.
Or you know where it came from. That would
help. I still don't know.
Well, you'll see. Maybe next Saturday.
I've been so paranoid that, like, I'm walking by lifting up the rug, like, multiple times a day, double checking spots to see if any more show up. You know, I haven't found any yet, but, like, where the fuck did they come from? Still don't know. Yeah, that was awful. That was fucking terrible. This morning, peas. So we're like in a retrograde. Something's going on. Somebody in the chat was saying, have you been having weird dreams? And I'm like, I haven't really, but peas has had a nightmare every single day for like the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Today she wakes up and I'm expecting to hear about a nightmare. Her eyes are barely open. She jumps up and is standing on the bed and she's like, I know how to roller skate and ice skate now. You put your feet like this, and she's standing above me on the bed and is like, you push off this way and like with her legs like spreading outwards. And she's like, and that's how you do it. And I'm like, were you skating in the dream? Yes, both ice skating and roller skating. So she's convinced she knows how.
I feel like she's also been taking additional classes ballet classes at night while she's sleeping.
Something. She's doing a lot. She seems to think she's a content creator.
Got it.
I started to post a video earlier. I still might. That I found in this phone that she has that she records herself on. But she had a toy and she was thanking the viewers and saying how much she appreciates and loves it. Thank you so much to the viewers. I love this so much. I appreciate, like, it's insane. Like, I airdropped it to myself and I was like, this is like, what are you doing?
You think she's picking that up from you?
From YouTube. She watches YouTube too much. So, like, I, you know, she's not on the iPad at all today. She's playing with toys, making them cuss, having drama amongst the littlest Pet Shop toys. I'm good with that. Like, let's stay off the technology for a minute.
We'll give her an episode where she just answers questions.
To the viewers.
To herself.
My God. She's, hilarious. When I was on my way here, well, I was waiting outside. I just opened my app and saw Mark Anthony. I did not know this. Mark Anthony is 57 years old and is married to a 27-year-old. Hmm. And they just welcomed their second baby.
How old's the first baby?
I don't know. But I was just, I felt rage. And I was just like, you know what? She's not even 30. Like, we just had a fucking talk about this. And now, like, my algorithm is just feeding more and more of the creepy men to me.
I feel like musicians and artists tend to...
Anthony Kiedis. A lot.
Like, a that's lot. A thing.
It's not just Scottie Pippen. They it's go like, young. You have money, you're going to go as young as you want to go, and oh well.
Like,
27, and you're welcoming your second child with this young girl? Like, I can't. It really grossed me out.
He's a small dude.
Yeah, he is. But that doesn't mean, like, match my stature. Like, you know, what the fuck are we doing? You could find a small woman that's over 30. I don't know.
At least 30, right?
And he has other kids. I think his other kids are teenagers or maybe, like, 20 now. I don't know. I think he has some twins. I don't know, but it's just odd. It's very odd, and I don't like it. And, yeah, that upset me. Something else that upset me, Grocery Outlet, I don't pay for the ad-free YouTube, right? So when I'm watching my podcasts and my shows and shit on YouTube, I'm constantly getting ads, and a lot of which have been from Grocery Outlet lately. And they're trying to, like, rebrand and really get people in there and all that. I see an article the other day that there is a location in Pleasant Hill. Grocery Outlet is a Bay Area company. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Their headquarters is like in Emeryville. And
I know where the headquarters is.
Okay. They are a Bay Area brand, okay. Bay Area company. So, you know, I've spoke about them in the past, like good things, but I'm going to take it all back because they now have facial recognition software, anti-shoplifting program.
Right.
The location in Pleasant Hill apparently has a lot of people upset. They have a little sign, I guess, at the entrance that, you know, giving people a heads up. We are going to scan your face when you come in here. They're, like, promising to delete it. But what it does is... it's some new technology. It scans your face and then submits it to the database. I think I have the name of it. No, I don't. Well, it scans your face and then it loads it into the database to compare with whoever's already in there that has been caught shoplifting. They're promising to delete your image afterwards if there's no match.
Again, if you didn't do it again? Or
like if I do come up, are you going to ask me to leave? Like, because I didn't steal today.
Are they going
to
keep an extra eye on you?
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to follow me? Do I get a chaperone if I come up in the database? I don't know how that works. But they scan your face in there, and then they're giving people their word that they're going to delete it after. If you believe that for one fucking minute that they're going to delete your face, like, I don't trust it.
It's like a flock system for grocery stores.
For grocery store shoplifters. I don't trust it. I don't like it. A lot of people are pissed. The news was like talking to people outside of the store. Lots of older shoppers, they were hot. Fired the fuck up. Like, absolutely not. They were like, what if I come in with the wrong haircut? Like, I'm going to be profiled. Like, they were hot. So, shame on Grocery Outlet.
Yeah.
And also, if you ever see somebody stealing food, know the fuck you didn't. Like, I thought we all knew that.
Right.
Know the fuck you didn't. But, yeah, I just thought that was terrible. And I hope that other companies don't start. And also, you know, start scanning faces and shit. I talked a few weeks ago about Burlington doing it.
Right.
Remember? They have like the screen, like it looks like an airport screen.
Yep, before you go in, a little electric.
What are we doing, guys? No, no, we're not doing that.
We're replacing people. I'd just rather have a weird guy follow me.
Me too. With a comb over and like a fucking some
peeking,
brown slacks on. He's sweaty. Yeah. I would rather that than you scanning my face and running it through a database. Yeah. I don't like it. Nope. I don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. Don't do it.
Just want the old school way with like a picture of you on the door.
Yeah. Like from the security camera, a black and white printout. Like just do that. Like what are we doing?
That's crazy.
So anyway, when you go shop, like pay attention to the entrances because it's not a big sign. And people were mad about that too. Like, you know, you make this inconspicuous little mention of it. No.
Nope.
Just no.
It's only going to get worse.
I think it is. And I don't like it.
You're going to get groceries delivered.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, celebrities, I know DMX was one of them, I don't know who else, but they used to wear like coverings and stuff that would like fuck up paparazzi camera photos,
like
they would
black and white squares.
Yes, exactly. So if you take their picture, it fucks up the image, it distorts it. We need all of those to start being circulated because
you start wearing a mask like the person we saw in the car.
Goggles and a fucking mask. It's an invasion of privacy. I feel like it makes me really uncomfortable. I just don't like it. I don't want people photographing my kids. I don't want it.
You just got to wear the full like face baklava thing, whatever it's called.
Shiesty.
Yeah, wear a shiesty.
Everybody gets a shiesty.
Keep it in your
hello dysfunction shiesties. coming soon. It's fucked up.
That's crazy.
I have a question for you, just to know how you feel about this. I don't know if you saw the mom, Kendra Scott, in Memphis, that came home at about 1:30 in the morning. She has a 13-year-old daughter. Apparently, like, the door had an additional lock. She couldn't get in, maybe, like, a chain or a deadbolt, extra deadbolt, something. She's banging on the door. She's like, let me in the fucking house. What are you in there doing? She finally gets in. She finds a 20-year-old Rodarius Morton under her daughter's bed. The daughter invited him over there. Okay. There was some smexual activity going on.
Uh-huh.
And the mom is going off and she's like, get the fuck out. Get out of my fucking house. What are you doing here? Get the fuck out. He goes to leave, and I can't remember if they said there was a threat or something first, but she shoots him in the back of the head. One time, kills him.
Wow. How old was the...
He's 20.
And how old is...
13.
13, yeah.
He was under her bed.
Yeah.
Listen.
maybe you don't deserve a bullet in the head.
In the back of your head. Because you were invited. Okay, you weren't an intruder. So I've seen a lot of mixed opinions about it. Like, some people are like, you can't be mad at him because your daughter is a fast little girl, all that shit. Of course, there's going to be people saying that she invited him in, like, be mad at your daughter, blah, blah, blah. But kids can't give consent. Kids can't consent.
Right.
Like, that's, we've learned that now. When I was growing up, no one knew that. But now, like, it's a known thing. Kids cannot consent. The responsibility falls on the adult. So, he was wrong for being there. Okay. Yeah, he was wrong. Could you have leg checked him? kneecap shot.
Pistol whipped him.
He looked small.
There's a lot you could do before you have to shoot him in the head.
One into the back of the head. So she's being charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mothers are like, you know what? We're tired. And she guaranteed he won't be back.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
she handled the problem.
People are saying, like, if she didn't do shit, he'd have came back. He'd have 100% came back the next time the mom was gone. My thing is, I'm like, hit a kneecap.
Do something.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Yeah.
Maybe don't call the police, but at least hurt him. I don't know.
Something other than one dome shot. Like, that feels a little
excessive.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of does.
That feels extreme. I don't know. What would I do? I would have somebody beat his ass. Like, probably badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not kill him. You know?
Yeah, I don't think you should go to jail forever, but it's
the fact
it's
that
touchy.
He was invited is, like, the thing. You know what I mean?
Did she lie about her age or anything? Was there anything like that?
I don't know, but she's very clearly a child.
Got it. Yeah, that's crazy.
But, you know, I don't know. I get it. I get rage.
I just don't get murder.
We got to control the rage better. I'm working on it myself.
Because now she doesn't have a mom. That's
now,
the problem.
Yeah. Now she's going to fuck whoever. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I get it flying off the handle in the moment, but to whip out and shoot him in the head is a little crazy. So, you know, some people were like, I don't know, very mixed reviews. What I saw. What do you think? Pistol whip him or something, right?
I mean, I get it. I get the murder concept because you don't want your kid in court. You don't want it to go on for years. But, you know, you also want your child to have a mother. Like you said, because that kid is not going to end up doing great with no mom.
To me, the fact that he was invited kind of changes everything because this isn't like an intruder. This isn't like a creepy uncle or something that like made an advance on the daughter and she didn't want it. I don't know. Then I'm like, yeah, shoot him.
But this is like those TV shows like where they like pretend to have a young girl and the guy comes. So I don't know. Like they do that to catch a predator.
Right? Yeah.
Like they pretend to have a young girl. So
right.
I mean, you still were invited.
Call Chris Hansen.
See what he's up to.
He has a podcast. Yeah, it's great. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's tough. I'm a mom and, you know, like, let me put myself in the shoes. Bunny's like 18, right? But let's just say she has like a 32-year-old under her bed.
Yeah.
You're getting shot in your knees.
But your daughter's also getting her ass whooped too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. For, you know, but
13 is crazy. Like 14, like that's just, there's no.
But when I was growing up, that was like super common thing to have 20 people in their 20s, sometimes even people in their 30s, like picking them up from school and dating
them. Yeah, I mean, that's
sleeping with them.
But now we know that's wrong.
Yeah.
And we know people do that.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Hey. Maybe give her like 10 years. Can you tell me real quick how old Mark Anthony's children are?
Okay. Mark Anthony has a couple adoptive kids, I think, but he has an adoptive kid with Debbie Rosario, who's 30, Rosardo, who's 35, and has an actual kid who's 31.
The kids are in their 30s?
Yes.
Or their mom?
No.
The kids?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a 35-year-old adopted kid, a 31-year-old kid, a 25-year-old child, a 23-year-old child, an 18-year-old child with Jennifer Lopez, another child with Jennifer Lopez who's 18, and then he has a new child who's 3 and a newborn. How's that make you feel now?
Worse. Because, like, are your kids, like, at the holidays seeing their younger stepmom, like, Are you that far removed from parenthood in your mind? Like, how do you date somebody younger than your kid?
How are you sitting at the table at Christmas or any holiday and your girlfriend is younger than your...
than your child. Than your children. Lock him up.
Yep.
Lock him up because he's creepy. I'm sorry. That's not a normal thing. And money should not make that okay. And it's just, it's gross. That's so gross. Oh, my God.
I mean, to have that many children, too, and it, to be okay.
It's just like, whatever. It's a free-for-all as long as they're like 18.
At least she's not 16. Is that what he's thinking?
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
I wonder how the kids feel, you know?
I'm sure they can't admit how they feel.
Yeah.
They're probably like, dad's paying all the bills. Here's another child.
Roll our eyes and go shopping.
Yep.
The fuck?
More kids to split up our inheritance with coming soon.
Okay. In other wild situations, this Louisiana woman, Kirsten Lindsay, girl, she's on like a carnival cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to Honduras.
Right.
You know, they have little activities and stuff for you to do. She goes on like this rope swing thing. The swing was not connected to her properly. I feel like we just had a fucking story about this.
There was someone who bungee jumped and this happened to
and they just threw recently. Her off. She wasn't connected to anything. That was just free jumping, like that
free jump.
My God. Well, this one did have a like was connected to a swing but like improperly, so there was like a some kind of backup cord beneath her that she was somehow improperly connected to. So when she took off from the platform, it snatched in between her legs. And then she like, I don't know if she let go right away, but she like went down gravity on it.
Mm-hmm.
It damn near like impaled her. Like, I'm surprised it didn't split her, you know, like the medieval torture devices. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have cut her all the way up. But, like, her whole body weight went on this cord.
Uh-huh.
And people are, like, screaming, oh, my God, it's attached to you. She, like, let go of the rope, fell into the water, was embarrassed.
Into the ocean? Like,
it was, like, a lake or something.
Got it.
They were in Honduras. They docked. And it was an activity.
Got it.
On land. So she falls into the water. She's trying to laugh it off at first. She was able to walk and shit, but she was in pain. She makes it to the ship. They go to like the medical area of the ship. Just the longer that time is going on, the more swelling and the more pain she's in.
Right.
They described it as the size of a baseball. I'm like, hello, that's me every day. They said the pain was so bad and was getting so much worse. They were giving her pain medicine and then...
So what was the size of a baseball?
Her vag.
Okay.
Her vag.
Just making sure that's...
Yeah.
So it split right there.
Yeah.
And just...
Trauma. Yes.
Got
trauma.
It.
Was this a metal cord? Like, what was this? So it's just getting worse and worse. They're giving her hella pain meds. And it's to the point, like how I described after I had peas, like where I would stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
When I would doze off and stop breathing, that started happening to her. And so they kept her in the medical unit of the ship for like 26 hours. And then they gave her some options. They were like, either we can have you airlifted off of the ship, which is going to be hella fucking expensive. And you have to put up a $20,000 deposit. I don't know what bullshit they're on. Plus an additional deposit, like when you make it to the United States, some shit. That, or we could drop you off in Mexico and you find your own way to the U.S. What? No. Or you could stay in the medical unit of the ship for the duration of the trip with all the rest of us.
This doesn't sound legal.
And ice it.
This doesn't sound legal.
So she gets airlifted. They only had so much time to make this decision. Mm-hmm. So now she has like a GoFundMe going and shit. She had to have like two surgeries. Like this shit got crazy.
And probably signed something before she did the activity and doesn't have any...
A liability waiver, probably.
Probably. I feel like a lot of bad shit happens on these cruises and ships.
I don't know if it was just something the locals were doing or if the activity was tied to Carnival cruises, but either way, she's fucked. She needed a wheelchair at one point to get back to her room after she boarded the ship, and it just got worse and worse and worse as time went on. So, girl, that's like Kirsten, terrible. I hope you're feeling better. I watched the video and it made my vagina hurt. I just could not fucking imagine. Could not. Like, that would be worse than childbirth. Like, your whole body weight falling onto a cord that's going up your vag.
It's just horrible that that's all they had to offer her too, was
these three fucked up options. Yep. Like, do you want to ride a donkey back to the U.S. with your husband, side saddle with your husband?
Do you want us drop you off in Mexico? It's crazy.
And you find your own way back to the what are you talking about? I have to get a coyote to like smuggle me. Oh, what are you talking about? You're
on a train.
I can't. I don't know who decided those were their only options, but it's really fucked up. Now they have a GoFundMe because these expenses they didn't have the money for, and like it's fuck. I just hope she can walk. I hope she's feeling better. Look up the video. It's everywhere, and it's fucking crazy. Poor her. God. But all of these like traveling abroad and wherever, all these accidents that are happening, let's just like sightsee. Let's go have some good food. Let's take some pictures. Let's swim. Let's not bungee jump. Let's not rope swing. Let's not zip line. None of that shit. That's over. That needs to be over.
Yeah. That like risking your life for fun.
For a thrill. Yep. No. I never been with that anyway. I've never been part of that group. Or I'm scared of heights.
Go to Six Flags if you want that. Or something.
Watch a movie. I don't know. Something safer, because I feel like lately there's been a lot of accidents with these excursions, and
California needs a permanent.
It makes me nervous.
Okay. I'm trying to watch the video.
Are you watching? Please, because I want to see your reaction. It's insanity. You could tell she just gave up and like just let herself fall.
Oh, this might be a different one. This happens a lot.
Great.
I got someone that fell overboard on a Disney ship. I don't know. I'll have to look later.
All right. You'll have to look it up later. You guys, just look at it. It's fucked up.
That's terrible.
In brighter news, you can now edit the music on your carousels and reels that have already been posted on Instagram. So I'm happy about that. That's a feature. They usually give us dumbass features that nobody asked for and nobody wanted. That's actually a good one, because I have some reels that had songs I don't even like anymore on them. So I did read, you know how sometimes people will have reels and it'll say like the sound is no longer available.
Right.
Because of rights or whatever. So in that case, I think you're only allowed to update it one time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody else can only update it one time. You might want to research that part of it, or just make sure you really love the song you're changing it to.
I feel like this is a way for the record companies to get more money.
Some way or another. Yeah, somehow. But I'm happy that we get the option. So that was cute.
Will you be updating any?
I updated one today. Yeah. Because there was a song that I put on my Dom post, like my Dom photo shoot post on my page, that was from the movie Saltburn. And I don't like that song no more. So I was like, let me put something that I'm not going to get sick of. So I changed it earlier to test the feature, and it worked.
Oh, nice.
So update your app and you could change your song.
And go like your post again.
And go look at my post and tell me I look cute. Yeah.
Again.
Again, if you didn't already.
It's like two birthdays.
I have a question. Yeah. I have a question for you. If your friend likes somebody, okay, your bro, you and your bro know some bitches, link with some bitches, whatever. Your friend likes somebody. She's a bad bitch, but she don't like your friend. She likes you.
Right.
Is she off limits?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
If she doesn't like him, and does he know that, or is he just trying to
get He's trying. He's like, oh, I'm about to get this bitch. Like, whatever. He's on her. Makes it clear he's on her. But she makes it clear she wants you.
That's tricky. I feel like...
I want to know what men would do in the situation.
Probably most men would just immediately not give a fuck. But if,
especially if the men are from here,
if it's a good friend,
yeah.
I'm gonna wait a few weeks and see how it plays out, and because I feel like if that's really the case, she's gonna sort of be off him. But yeah, I mean, if it's something that I want,
like, you don't care if the friend gets mad. That's the real concern.
I mean, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Give it a few weeks and see if she.
If off rip, she's like, I don't want him. He's bootsy as fuck.
Does
like,
he know?
She didn't tell him yet.
Well, I would be like, make it clear that you're not fucking with him. Maybe that feels like appropriate. Like,
yeah,
and then we can talk.
And then get at me.
Yeah, and then we'll discuss.
Handle that first, ain't tripping.
I mean, because he's still gonna trip.
Yeah,
but at least she's let him know.
Yeah,
and I need to see the text to make sure.
That's a safe way to do it, I think.
I mean, otherwise you're just kind of being a bad friend. But if he has no action.
None. She's like, no, absolutely not.
And it also depends on the friend, because that same situation could reverse. And I would kind of be like, okay, if I know.
And not trip.
I mean,
guys are like bros before hoes type shit, especially from here. They're like, the bitch is for anybody. You know what I mean? Like, let the bitch choose. Like, and they try. That's the face they put on anyway. Like, they ain't supposed to trip.
But so, they like, do. But they do.
Oh, yeah. Behind closed doors, they do.
If he really likes her. And he's like weirdly invested. Yeah. I'm just pausing back, and I'll double back in later. A month or two. Yeah. If I
can. And then you'll pop out with the bitch a month later. Like how would that work?
The pop out. I don't know how that would work. That
yeah.
Way. I mean, it's probably happened, but yeah. I mean, that's life. Like,
yeah.
As long as I'm not. Cheating or I'm not crossing a line, a little bit of time can, you know, it's a good lesson for both people to learn.
Yeah.
But if she's not direct with him and she's kind of shitty, then I'm not liking her that much anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make it clear.
Don't make me the bad guy.
Like, if he's bought her, like, a watch or some
no,
shit.
No, like, they didn't even fuck that's with each
I'm,
other.
But I mean,
like,
if he's
yeah,
like, I'm saying if he's really pining for her and doing some crazy shit.
Oh, then yeah, that's I'm like, different.
Yeah.
I'm he's like, invested.
He's
yeah.
love bombing. He's trying to do some bullshit. Then yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm staying away.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah, I guess it depends how much your friend likes the person.
Because some people will, like, invest 6 months into getting someone and they don't feel the friend zone.
Yeah.
Some people can be delusional.
Delusion, yeah.
Especially if it's a guy that's used to getting women. Like, this might be his delusion. He might think that she likes
him. He might not
more.
Realize that she's not.
And she might
biting.
Be. And she may enjoy that. Like, liking part.
Yeah.
So I think you have to look at all parties and then make sort of some type of
assessment.
Yeah. I don't think anything's off limits, because sometimes if it's someone you really like and they like you, I don't know. You would hope that the friend
for girls, I feel like girls are mad. They're going to be mad no matter what. I've been in this situation, like, in high school and, like, growing up, where, like, my friend really likes some dude, but he's on me.
Right.
Sorry, bitch. Like, if I like him, like.
What about in a reverse?
But they're going to be mad regardless.
What about in a reverse situation?
I ain't never had that.
Oh, stop it. See, I knew that was the answer. I can't.
I ain't never felt that before. I don't know. Where I like somebody and they don't like me back. Like, I don't even know what that feels like.
See, I'm going to be honest. I think you think that, but it could happen.
It could happen.
It could
all right.
Happened.
So okay, let's happened. Imagine. Let's play. Okay, so let's say I really like some dude. And my friend, he's on her instead. Bitch, you better not fuck with him. I'm gonna fight you.
See? It does.
Either way, I'm not fair. I'm not fair either way around.
I feel like your rules apply to your rules.
Yeah. I make them. When I'm involved, they're, yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, you better not fuck with him, bitch. You knew I liked him. Like, what the fuck?
But what
I
if,
don't
like,
know.
What if a few months have passed or a
and
year
and I'm not,
passed?
Just make sure I'm not tripping off of him and I don't like him.
Is that possible?
Yeah. If I never fucked with him before?
What if you did and then...
If I did, then he's my property for life. I've already expressed that like so many times on this show. If I've ever fucked with somebody and I've ever dated somebody, they are my property for life. Like, that's it. Like, I don't care if I'm married, fucking four kids and two grandkids.
Do you tell them?
You better not never fuck with him.
Do you tell them?
My friends?
The guy. Don't ever.
Sometimes. Ever. I mean, if I'm in contact with them or whatever, I ain't got to tell them, bitch. I'm telling y'all. Like, my friends, like, bitch, you better not ever. Ever.
So if you haven't seen someone in a couple years and, like, one day you're out and you see them with an ex, you're feeling away.
I've had a real life situation. So I had a boyfriend growing up. We were fucking with each other on and off as teenagers. Maybe a couple times as adults we dated, but like it never really went nowhere. And I have a friend that I brought around years ago. And after I got married and like separated a little bit, I found out that like she was going out there and kicking it with him. Bitch, are you crazy?
You like, had gotten married.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
So your logic.
Bitch, it's up when I see you.
So you like, do you realize that that logic is a little bit.
This is like 20 something years later. And when I see her, I'm still on that ass. Like, why would you do that, bitch? Did you want him when I was with him? Because that's how I look at it now. Right?
Absolutely not.
Well,
I mean, there's
these are my rules.
But
these
those are your rules.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're in a small town. Let's say. It's been years, you've been married, but it doesn't matter to you. There's no situation where
there's no exception. There's no way that that's going to be okay. Because I'm constantly going to be like, you wanted him when I was with him, and you can't tell me different, bitch. That's what it was.
What if she did tell you, and she was like, listen, I know it's been a while, and I want to tell you I really feel strongly about this person. Are you going to maybe make an exception if she comes to you right?
If she comes to me first?
Yeah, and she's
that's like, the respectful thing to do. Then I'm like, maybe I'll hook you up. But if you go and just do it on your own without coming to me, if you don't come to the dawn first,
you have to be the one.
If you don't come kiss my ring first and talk to me and get my blessing, bitch, it's up.
And are you going to call him and let him know it's okay?
I'm not going to tell him shit, but I'm going to slap fire from her when I see her. And don't let me catch y'all both out nowhere.
But if she has checked with you, then it would be okay.
That would be the respectful thing to do. You have my blessing.
But, oh,
I'll hook y'all up.
Now you're calling him to hook y'all up?
I'm just saying, I'll shoot you his number or whatever, like perhaps.
Got it.
That would be the right thing to do,
so
is to come to me
first.
She
does that and then admits it.
And then admits that she liked him when I was with him?
No, then admits, well, let's not even say admits. Then she's got an excuse, and now if you see her, it's
yeah, because okay. She came to me first and got my blessing.
Or you think she came to you first?
She better have came to me first. And if it comes out that she didn't and she acted first, it's up when I see you.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are my rules.
Anybody interested?
If you like my exes, just come to me first, and I'll be player about it. And I'll give you my blessing. It's the respectful thing to do.
Right. Okay. So
yeah.
Would you warn a boyfriend that this is the rules if we're together? And then
I feel like some of them have heard me say it. Like,
but there's probably people who
I'm not going to reach out to remind them. Like a guy is going to do whatever. Okay, no, so a guy ain't going to follow my rules.
So you're dating somebody and you're like, if we break up, stay the fuck away from my friends.
I mean, I would say that anyway, but guys don't listen. Guys are going to, they're like, bitch, what? I'm fucking with whoever I want to fuck with. So I'm not even putting the responsibility on no man because I know they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Well,
they don't care.
You could frighten someone though.
No, I'm not that invested. I'm not going to do all that, but I will have an issue with my friend, the girl, you know? Okay. But I mean, it works the other way too. Like I have some exes and I've tried to fuck with some of their friends and they're like, absolutely not, bitch. I will not do that. Like it's bad. Like hell no. Because they know my ex will trip badly. So they're like, never. Don't even try to flirt with me ever again. Like, and dead the shit right away.
But you're
and I'm like, I get it. Cause I'm kind of like that too.
And you're kind of flirty too.
I am very flirty, but just like, not necessarily with intention behind it. I'm just like,
I got it.
Flirty with whoever.
It can be confusing, though.
To some people, yeah. Yeah. But no, I've had people that have cissed me right away. Like, nah, you're cis and that's all you're ever going to be. Like, don't even try it because that would be a problem.
Yeah.
And then I have some that went along with it and it was a problem. It's like, that's a whole other situation.
So but I disagree with you wholeheartedly, but okay.
That's fine. Men are never going to agree with my way of thinking. And they think any bitch is up for grabs. Like, as long as we're not together, yes, they'll fuck with my friend. They'll fuck with my sister if the bitch lets them. Like, you know, men don't care. You know that. Okay. My rules are different.
Gotcha.
Okay. Is leaving someone because of them not being financially stable okay?
No.
Do you think that's appropriate grounds to break up with somebody?
No. I mean, if the person has been dishonest, that's one thing. But if a person falls on hard times, that's about the worst shit you could do. Like, yeah. Oh, you lost your job. Your mom
you're
died.
You're out of here.
You're not getting your inheritance. You're gone. That's fucked up. You shouldn't.
Yeah. What if it's okay? So what if it's very new? Like, you guys are just at the dating stage. You're not in a relationship. Is that grounds to cut it off with somebody, do you think? If they're not financially secure, financially stable.
I mean, I think that's a decision you should make before you start dating.
This is before. You're dating. You're dating, and that's how you even find out about their finances.
But
you're not going to find out just meeting.
Well, but, okay, you meet.
You're casually dating.
Right. But don't you got a vibe ahead of time? Like, if they're financially stable, if they have a job.
Not necessarily.
If they have a car, if they have their own apartment.
A lot of people play it off. Listen.
If they're living in their mom's
Some of
basement.
The brokest people I know will fool you on social media and shit and have you thinking that they live nice.
But I feel you like, know? Don't you feel like you can kind of see through that?
Hell no. Hell no. I know some people that.
So you've been fooled that way?
No, but I know girls that fool people that way.
Girls?
I know. Yes. I know girls that will have you thinking that they are up and they are really not. And they're living terribly and they're struggling and they don't got two nickels to rub together.
I feel like that's the dating stage.
It is. That's what I'm saying. So, it's the dating stage. Okay. So yeah. You like her, but you find out that she ain't got shit.
And she's a bum.
Kind of.
I mean, there's a lot involved in finding out someone's a bum. If they're putting on a mask, you can assume that they're putting on
A mask. They're not driven.
I'm not liking the person for that reason.
You're turned off.
That they're lied and said, I've got hopes to do this. I'm have a job. This thing does well.
You just made them a liar. I didn't say they lied.
You just said, okay.
I said on social media and shit, people can make shit look good. Like they have money.
Right.
Like, you know.
But when you're dating, you go to their house.
Okay. Maybe. Not necessarily. You're going on some dates with somebody, getting to know them, and you find out.
Immediately.
God damn.
Immediately, yes. You're right. If it's just Instagram and it's bullshit.
Yeah,
and it's
you're
like
dating casually.
Yeah.
You find out.
Sure.
They're broke. Do you stop?
I mean, I guess broke isn't as important as like drive and like what.
Ambition.
Ambition.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Do you give them a little time to see if they make something jump?
I give them some time to sort of be honest about their situation and what they want. I feel like that is part of the dating stage, right? Because everyone sort of bullshits on Instagram, right? And puts a better foot forward all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm finding out if your personality even matches that shit.
Right.
And so when we get to like money and it's more about ambition.
Okay. So you're saying not necessarily then.
I'm saying if we're dating, I've already got to do a check.
What if you're dating somebody casually and they work somewhere and you find out they have like a 200 credit score?
I'm
are you not fucking with them?
I'm not attracted to a person with a 200 credit score who has no interest in like fixing it or no reason.
They're just like, yeah, my shit's fucked up.
I'm a bum.
Yeah. I'd be fucking up.
I mean, you know, things change, though. Yeah. But if it's a lie since gate and we're just getting to know each other. And
you're like, come back when you get that score up.
Just come back when you get your life together.
Yeah.
When you stop lying.
I think that's where I'm at with it. Because at my great big age, like, I'm not no kid. You know what I mean? So at this age, like, me dating somebody now, in my 20s, it's different. Even 30s, some people are still figuring shit out, starting over a few times, you know, whatever. But like at my age now, the days of like building a partner for me and like helping people through hard times is over with.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely deal breaker, over with.
And I feel the same. Like, I'm not dating someone who doesn't match, not necessarily financially where I'm at, but maybe drive, pushing forward. So I get it. At an older age, you're looking, it's like looking for a 28-year-old. You know what's coming with that.
You're not dating the 27-year-old with a 300 credit score.
I mean, you know what that's going to turn into.
Yeah.
You're going to be supporting that 27-year-old.
I just think, I got to this because I was thinking, like, what are deal breakers for people when they're seeing if they're compatible with somebody, a partner? And, like, what kind of game would I want to give my kids, right? I really had them in mind because, like, I've built up their credit. Like, I want them to be on their shit, whatever. And let's say they meet somebody that's, like, not matching them as far, right. And then expecting them to cover dinner or, like, bills or whatever. Like, I want them to date within their...
I've dated someone and then things have changed and they've decided to take other jobs or do other things that I maybe didn't agree with or felt like the energy that comes with this new job might be a little bit more reckless. Do you understand?
No, because I'm talking about the money. What's the money like?
I mean, what if the money, they're going to go back to a job where they can make more money?
Are they taking a pay cut or are they making more money?
They're going back to stripping.
You can't ask me that because I'm like, you better cheerlead for that bitch. You better take her photos. You better take her to get the best of the best and support her 1,000%.
And you
will benefit from it also. You will benefit. If you're with a bitch that's getting money, it trickles to you also. Like, you're going to benefit also.
But if you've met her and she's past that and started to do something else and then maybe is like, this isn't working. I need to go back to the strip club. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm never going to be like, don't support the hoe. Don't support, like, hello, do you know who you're talking to? I'm never going to say, don't support the stripper. Don't support the hoe.
You may support it, but you don't know what comes with it, which is a lot of late nights, a lot of drama.
A lot of money. A lot of money and freedom with the schedule.
Got it.
I only see pros, no cons with this situation. Yeah.
So if you dated someone, you were with them for a while, and then they decided to become a police officer, what do you think?
I'm not fucking with no cop.
That's what I'm saying. So if they weren't before that, but they're like, I've got this.
I'm going to go with the stripper. I'm not fucking with the cop. Like, are you kidding me? No.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if he had a regular job doing something well and then was like, I'm going to rotate to become a police officer, that's just immediately gone.
Do you know how I feel about police?
I mean, I feel the same way. I'm just, it's a
legit. That's an automatic deal breaker for me.
Got it.
Yeah. That's an automatic deal breaker. I'm never going to be in a situation in life where I'm dating a cop.
Gotcha.
So pick another job. pick something else.
Fireman.
Fireman's a great job.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking CVS. Walgreens.
You're like, I mean, anything. Do anything but become a cop.
Yeah, I'm picking the Walgreens cashier over the cop.
Got it.
For sure.
So if he was a Walgreens cashier, he's making, I don't know, $11 an hour, and all of a sudden he's going to have this great job as a police officer. It's like, stay at Walgreens, you broke fuck.
Stay at Walgreens, get a side hustle. Figure out something else.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your scenarios are fucking fucked up. Like, your scenarios are not the same. And the credit score thing, like,
I've had a scenario similar to that. What are we doing?
You have where the money did, well, yeah, I'm sure, where the money didn't match yours and...
No, where it was a stripper score. And then I'm going to become a cop and then now I'm going to go back to
that's
stripping.
Mental illness. That's different. We're not even going to go into that, gotcha. Unpack that situation. But yeah, am I leaving someone for a low credit score and their income doesn't match income and ambition and shit? Like, if you lose your job, if you fall on hard times and you're in a transition stage, you just better transition real quick.
Right.
That's all.
How long? Yeah. How much time do you give to transition?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks tops. And then if not, come holler at me when you're on your feet.
Gotcha.
I don't have it in me to carry nobody no more or help them through hard times.
Or get to help them get their credit score
yeah,
back
no,
up.
Yeah, no, fuck no. I'm not doing none of that shit.
You're not
going to
sell them your credit score manual.
Deal breaker.
Credit score manual.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm not. Nope, bye. We'll be friends.
Got it.
For
anyone dating Pat, keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. You better have your income and credit score up.
When does the credit score become too low? Like, at what point?
Well, I feel like if you have low credit, you're not being responsible. You're not paying some shit. So, let's unpack that. Why are you not paying your fucking bills? Like, why are you running it up and then just, like, not paying shit? Like, you know, you don't just get a bad credit score for no reason. Like, you're being irresponsible. So, I look at it as a whole picture.
I got you.
Yeah.
Don't get that car repoed.
No, none of that. What are we doing? No.
When you were younger?
When I was younger, I was taking care, you know, I'm helping people through whatever. I was Mr. Fix-It.
So this is a learned
this
lesson.
This is current me.
No, I'm saying this is a learned lesson that you've learned.
Yes.
Like, that's
yes.
a fucking waste
so
of
for
time.
The younger girlies, do not make sure that people, you know, could damn near take care of you, honestly. I would not fuck with nobody that... Also, it causes issues like when you're doing better than your partner. There's like ego issues and stuff if you're dealing with a man. And like, yeah, you just find somebody that matches you and it'll eliminate a lot of drama. I feel like I learned that over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you've learned that lesson, other people don't learn that lesson. So maybe learn from you.
Yeah. Then you don't have to go through it.
Got it.
Yeah. There's a theory going around that men created religion because they're jealous that women create life. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. So they were so jealous and bitter about us creating life and being this portal for humans, the amazing magical beings that we are. Men were like, fuck that. We're going to create God. It's a man. Man actually did this. Pipe down, ladies. It was actually a man that did all of this. Listen to me. Then the baptism thing came up. And that's usually also done by a man. Where it's like, okay, your baby or your kid or whatever that was born from this magical, wonderful woman now has to be like rinsed off by a man and have like a rebirth, like a washing of the sins off. It's like, it's all fucked up when you look at it like that. Yeah. Like, you're trying to take away our greatness. You're trying to steal our thunder.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I do. And I think religion is used as a tool in a lot of ways.
For a lot of bad shit.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, I've been seeing this going around and I'm like, it checks out. I think it's right.
Yep.
It just, you know, men wanting to take credit for our amazing things
and make
like
women not that important.
Yeah. Like we're below.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's not a good way to
think,
but
or to raise kids or any that whole belief system. I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I feel like all religions, men are somehow
magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't subscribe to that.
I'm God.
Yeah.
And
no,
you're
fuck
just
that.
A woman. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
It's like downplaying our greatness. No, absolutely not.
I could see that for sure.
Yeah. Have you seen these zero gravity pedicures that are getting popular?
I have no idea. That's where
I just learned about it. It's called a zero gravity pedicure, and it has these chairs. First, let me back up a little bit. A pedicure is not a relaxing experience, and anybody that says it is a fucking liar. Getting your nails done and getting your feet done is not relaxing. It's never been relaxing for me. The only pleasant part is when you're soaking in the water and like the water is nice and it's warm and sometimes they'll bring you a mimosa or something, right? That part is cute. You can relax for like 10, 15 minutes. But once they bring them tools out and like start working on you, that shit makes me very anxious, very nervous. It's sometimes painful. I've had the person start cracking my toes all crazy and like it doesn't feel good.
Like sawing a bunion off.
I ain't got bunions.
Not you.
But you know, they're rough sometimes and like it's a scary thing. I've been cut. Like it's not relaxing. So because of that, it makes me wonder how good this zero gravity thing is, but it's becoming popular all over. And they have these big reclining chairs. They come and put weighted blankets on you and like masks on your eyes. They put headphones on you with like probably rain sounds or something, relaxing shit, climate controlled, all this. They start massaging your scalp and like there's a person behind you massaging you with in your temples and your shoulders and neck and all that with oils, and it's supposed to be all great. At the same time, somebody's working on your feet, and they have your feet raised above your body, so it's supposed to feel like you're floating on a cloud during this process.
Got it.
I want all of that except them doing my toes. Like, I would like just a foot massage. Don't do my nails, because that can be painful, or like not, you know, you're filing and shit. Like, I don't know, that part would fuck it up for me. Maybe I just want the foot massage and the scalp and all the
in the
extras.
Zero gravity.
Yeah, in the zero gravity
my
chair.
My bed has a zero gravity setting to where it lifts
put your feet up
and your back up, apparently.
That's basically the same thing. So you can do it at home.
That's some bullshit, though. I feel like
you would have that.
Yeah.
You can do that at home and pretend you're in space. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know if you guys have seen one of these salons in your area, or if you have gone to one. If you just type in zero gravity pedicure, you'll see all these videos. It looks really nice, especially the scalp thing. But just the working on the nails, that even like hands, feet, whatever, it's not comfortable.
Have you ever had the fish that like...
I won't do that. That's like fish abuse. That's like, don't you dare ever have fish eating dead skin off your fucking feet, you animal. You fucking demon.
It's
Why
popular.
Would you do that?
It's popular, right? Like, I've seen it.
In Vegas, I know people that have done it, but like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't feel guilty having fish eat dead skin
You're
off your fucking
your
feet? Barnacle feet? Like, what the fuck is wrong? Hell no. I don't like that. I don't like the idea. I don't like the concept. I think it's abusive.
I feel like we're getting close to where you put people to sleep to get their feet done. Like...
That'll be next. Right. Anesthesiologists are out of control, gone wild.
On your but, feet.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No That's fish and
no zero gravity.
And no doing my nails during, like, maybe do my nails first and then take the gravity and relax me and all the rest. Got I need it. To know. So let me know if you guys have done it. I want to know what sequence it goes in. So can it actually be relaxing?
Right.
People that have had tummy tucks, some secrets are being shared. Mm-hmm. And so I had a tummy tuck, but I had a mini tummy tuck because I wanted to keep my belly button, my natural belly button. Otherwise, they were going to make a fake one for me.
Explain. They remove a belly button?
Yeah. So when people get a tummy tuck, they stretch it. They cut off the part, this part. That has the belly button and shit. They take all that away. They stitch it up and then they poke a hole and then they stitch all that and they create you a new belly button.
That's weird.
So sometimes they don't look good. Sometimes they don't heal right.
Sometimes they're like too high or low.
Yeah, the positioning be off sometimes. So I didn't want to risk that. And I was like, no, I want to keep my belly button, so take less. Okay, so like I could probably use another one now if I really wanted to, but I don't have like loose skin or anything. But for people that get the real tummy tucks where they take away their belly button and shit.
Oh, I had no idea.
Secrets are coming out that they're snatching your pussy up too high. Unnaturally high.
Got it.
What's happening is that skin and stuff being pulled tight in the upward motion is leaving clits exposed a little too much. So it's like brushing against your jeans. It's brushing against shit. It's not comfortable for some women that have had tummy tucks because it's like pulling it up and having it exposed. Yeah. They are experiencing urine stream problems where their urethra is now up here. So they're peeing out the top of the toilet when they sit down.
So it's like a vaginal lift.
It's
something.
Also a vaginal lift for a lot
That's
of people.
Crazy.
They're calling it an abgina because it's now an abdominal vagina. It's like way higher than it.
Is that healthy?
Well, these are all the problems that are happening from it.
You're like pissing.
Your urine stream is coming out completely different. So you're going to have to like either stand up or sit differently on the toilet. These are all the risks they don't tell you nothing about.
Oh, I had no idea.
So a lot of the girls are sharing what happens now. Like people need to know the truth of like risks and what could happen. It makes me kind of glad I didn't get a full tummy tuck because I wouldn't want that.
You think they could figure out a way to do it without doing that? That just seems so...
Well, it just depends how much they remove, and then they have to pull from the top and the bottom to stitch it back together.
Sort of like people when they get their face pulled back, their ears go back too far?
No, something? Your ears are in the same place. They just stitch around it.
Got it.
Yeah, they don't move your ears.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, like, you're...
When you start pulling stuff, shit has to move.
Yeah. Well, they cut around your ears.
But I'm saying then, on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So the vaginas are sitting up way higher and they're causing issues. So just talk to your surgeon and like let them know you don't want to deal with that because it's super uncomfortable for women that I've seen talk about it. And
you don't want to pee standing up.
You don't want to be pissing out the top of the toilet when you sit down because your pee hole is way up here now. Like it's fucked up. So, yeah, if you're interested in a tummy tuck, definitely talk to them about the positioning of your vag also.
And know that your belly button's going to be...
They already know that. Yeah. They're
told that at least.
Yeah. They're definitely told that. Sometimes they tell you to put like a little ball, a marble in there and then put a bandage over it so that it forms the right shape. Or sometimes they'll give you like a pearl, like a little pearl thing to put in there. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
That's a lot for vanity.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people that have great ones, like my sister, I have a cousin, they, you know, it looks good after it heals. But then I also know some people that got some really odd ones. They just didn't care about like putting the marble in there. They let it heal, however, and it looks like a fucking.
But you're saying different. Some people, a lot of people just don't know that their vagina could be, it's.
Could be repositioned basically on your body. See, I feel like
the doctor should have to tell you that.
They don't tell you that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Do you remember when Kim Kardashian had an X-ray to prove that she didn't have a BBL?
No, but that was a lie.
Such a fucking lie. Such a lie. And it's like, you dumb bitch.
She's like the innovator.
The X-ray. She's like, look, there's no implants in there, blah, blah, blah. This is like back when people were getting injections, illegal injections, and like implants. Like they weren't really doing fat transfers. It was around like 2009, 10-ish, around there. Mm-hmm. But I remember it was a whole thing. She went and got an X-ray done to like debunk the rumors. Right. And it's like, bitch, since then, they've all had them removed. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And I think they've all also had fat transfers now.
What do you mean?
I mean
they had BBLs, but then now that they're removed, they lipoed
the,
or whatever.
The implants they've removed.
Breast implants?
No. The.
Oh, they didn't have butt implants.
Got it.
They had fat moved there, but now it's like they're back having small butts is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. I got some spooky stories.
Yeah?
Yeah, should we read some?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Let me get my glasses.
Here we go.
Okay. One is a dream. Let's do a dream first. Crazy dream right in. This was a dream I had a few years ago, but I still think about it, and I wrote down the details when I first woke up. Hope this isn't too dark for people. I hope it is. I had just moved into a motel, like an open concept two-story motel where the stairs were in the middle of the building and there were a few vending machines on the ground floor. I was at a vending machine putting cash in and for some reason I had put in like $100 and was still going. These men, maybe five of them holding guns, came around the corner and surrounded me from behind. They were sizing me up and trying to intimidate me and also distract me. I saw one of them slip out of the rooms near us, and he flicked open a Zippo lighter and said how easy it was. I was confused but looked over and saw the room they had just come out of had flames coming from underneath the door. I wasn't sure if the person in the room was alive, but I was scared. I grabbed my chips from the vending, your $100 worth of chips. from the vending machine, and they let me walk away while they laughed. Next thing I know, I was like adopted into their group and stayed as a way to save myself, but they made me watch or listen to them kill people. Somehow they knew my dad, but called him Diamond. I wasn't sure if they wanted to hurt my dad or not, but I didn't let them know he was my father, even when we'd seen him walking in public. The leader was a woman, and one night she kept me by her side and wouldn't tell me why. I felt super uneasy, and someone came in and told her something, I'm not sure what. Then she took like a crack pipe that was filled with a foggy liquid in it and held me down and drugged me. That's when I woke up. I guess I needed to take a break from my mafia books and true crime shows at the time. I have many, many more dreams that are just as messed up or weird. I don't know. But I'm a very vivid dreamer. That's a crazy dream. That would be a good movie.
That is a nutty dream, for sure.
For sure.
Diamond.
Fucking dad. Diamond, it's my dad, right?
Diamond.
All right, this one. Hi, Pat. Hi, Lev. And hi, kittens. I just had to send in the story of the time I saw the same ghost in person not once but twice. I started being friends with this girl from Instagram. We both bonded over witchy stuff, crystals, all the things, and started hanging out more often, even got her hired at my job. She let me know she was kind of haunted and that she would always see the same woman ghost following her everywhere, and the ghost really creeped her out. Fast forward one day, I'm going to get some late night in and out, and I'm driving on a curvy road. As I'm driving, my headlights point to this old woman standing on the sidewalk. She wasn't walking down the street, but she was more so standing on the sidewalk and looking directly out into the street. From my recollection, the house she was standing in front of belonged to like a younger single guy, so there was no woman that lived there. She was just super out of ordinary, out of place. She just stared into my soul as my headlights. Did I tell this story like a week ago? This sounds like one I already had. She just stared into my soul as my headlights briefly passed her, and it was so fucking creepy. It sent shivers down my spine. I was so creeped out. I didn't tell anybody because they probably wouldn't even believe me. I just had a feeling she wasn't real. Fast forward, around the same time, I had a roommate that was different than this haunted friend. Me and my roommate were in college. We were doing some late night homework. We go to print something in the living room. The living room and the kitchen are right next to each other. And when I do, it's like 3 a.m, the witching hour. We were using our flashlights on our phones to walk out from my bedroom to the kitchen living room area. And as I'm panning my flashlight around, I see the same woman that was in the street in my kitchen. Just like in the movies, I blinked a bunch of times to make her go away. I immediately scream and about jumped into my friend's arms and started immediately praying. It was so terrifying. I knew I had a funny feeling when seeing her in the street that first time. All of a sudden, she's literally a ghost in my house and freaked me out. The following day, I went to work and worked with my haunted friend that day. So I tell haunted friend, oh my God, I had the weirdest encounter last night. I saw a ghost in the kitchen and it was a woman too. And before I could even finish my story, my friend finishes my sentence and it's like, was it an old woman in a white dress with like medium to longish curly hair? And that was the exact description of the woman I saw in the street and in my kitchen. So come to find out, this is the ghost that was following that haunted friend.
Got it.
It was so insane. Fast forward again, I think the ghost was warning me because that girl went on to drug me and steal my car. Yes, I did get it back, and no, we are no longer friends. Can't wait to hear everybody else's spooky stories too. Lavish Trin from the clubhouse. That fucking haunted friend, her ghost came and tried to tell you this bitch ain't no good.
And also, this is the same woman that was in the story last month, last like 2 weeks ago.
The same description.
White dress.
The same description. Outside of Sacramento.
This ghost is up to no good.
She's active.
She's moving around.
She's all over everybody's fucking
She's
lives.
In the clubhouse.
She's in right now. She's in the fucking clubhouse. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Craziness. Okay. Let me see. I have another.
There's more.
Hi, Pat. Time is flying. I forgot to send this in hella long ago. Anyways, this is going to be kind of long. When I was a kid, we lived in this haunted ass house. My grandpa built the house. My great grandparents had built their house behind it, and so on. My dad and his siblings grew up in the house. My sister, my aunts, and me all told our parents about who we called the lady. Only the girls saw her when we were about 4 or 5, and that's when we started talking about her. My aunts are much older, but when my mom started telling them and my dad about it, they remembered the lady doing the same thing. Basically, all the girls as kids saw this lady dressed in black, early 1800s attire, with her hair up and black boots. She would stand in our doorways at night and watch us. She never did anything. She just stood there. I told my mom about her because she made me uncomfortable. I told her I didn't like the lady that stands in my door and watches me at night. My mom said it freaked her out so bad she finally told my dad and my aunts, because my sister, who's 7 years older than me, used to tell my mom about the lady standing in her doorway at night. My mom thought she was just dreaming because my sister never seemed upset by her and just kind of shrugged it off. My aunts told my mom they all saw the lady when they were kids too, and she would do the same thing, just stand in the doorway and watch them go to sleep when they were kids. Fast forward, we move out the house, but my parents keep the house and they rent it to my sister and her ex. The lady did not like my sister's ex-husband. Knowing everything we know now, we think she was trying to protect my sister. Every time my sister would leave the house, the lady would fuck with him. She would open the front door, and when he would go to close it, she would open kitchen cabinets, that kind of stuff. One day he went to the basement because that's where the laundry was. He said he turned around and the lady showed herself to him. She was in all black with her mouth open, stabbing herself. He freaked out and ran upstairs, told my sister they couldn't live there anymore, and they moved out that night. Also in the corner of my sister's room, old-time music would play to keep her up at night. My aunt, whose room that was before my sister, said she heard the same thing. My mom would even hear it at night over the baby monitor, and for a long time she thought it was someone driving by the house coming home from work playing their music too loud, because it was at the same time every night. We still own the house, but it's just sitting there. No one lives in it. There's another one.
Wait. So I had asked you this question. Uh-huh. If you know a house is haunted,
yeah,
are you going to figure it out? Or are you going to
move? Are you still going to live there?
Are you going to move the fuck out?
Depends on the rent.
With
Bay Area rent prices, if it's like $1,200, I'm going to live there with the ghost.
Got it.
Not a deal breaker.
So that house is rented in your life.
Well, this is in Alaska, but
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm like, would you care to rent it to me? If you were in the Bay, I would fucking...
In a second.
Yeah, I would move into it, actually. How bad it is here. Yes, yeah. Fuck. All right, second one if you want, less spooky. When my son was also around 4, we were laying in bed one night, and he asked me randomly, are angels nice? I told him, yes, angels are nice. They protect you. And he said, oh, well, I don't like the one that's over there, and it's always there. And he pointed to the corner of my room. I freaked out and told him there's nothing there and don't talk about it anymore and changed the subject. About a week later, I was cleansing my house, all the windows and doors open, and I got to that corner of my room. All my sage suddenly sparked hella, started billowing smoke so much it set the smoke detector off. I got so scared and put it out and sat my ass down. Anywho, those are two of mine. My family is super sensitive to spirits. I have more if you do another ghost story request another time. That's from Kendra. Thank you, Kendra.
Yeah, I'm moving out in all conditions.
That's wild.
This lady,
the fact your kid didn't like it, you know, is like they felt bad, you know? They didn't feel like a nice one.
It was that same lady with the white dress.
It's that bitch. It's that same fucking, that hello one, dysfunction ghost.
There's just one ghost. Is
she just travels.
On. Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Send her to your house next.
God. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I got two new reviews that I'm happy about. So thank you so, so much. I won't bother you for a while.
We need a couple more, though.
Maybe two more.
Yeah.
Give me maybe two more and I'll shut up for a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, subscribe, share us with a friend, please repost stories, clips, anything like that, because that helps me get visibility and helps keep the show going. We need some new listeners. Yep. Also, we are on Spotify. You can stream your Patreon exclusive episodes on Spotify, which is a cool new feature that they started. If you have a membership, you can unlock it and just stream it from their app instead of the Patreon app. Yep. Because I know sometimes you have to leave the Patreon app open in order to stream. And sometimes there might be glitches or bad service in your area. You can now find those also on Spotify.
Yep. And just connect your account and you'll be able to listen to all of your exclusive content right there.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, 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 oh